AM590 ESPN Omaha talking college basketball as we've got, once again, some big things going on with the Omaha men's basketball team. They are on the road tonight taking on South Dakota before a really big homestand against South Dakota State and Fort Wayne a week from now. But you know, one guy that is not thinking about that at all, that's the head coach, Darren Hanson. He's thinking about tonight. And Darren, we look back at, you know, what was I want to go back to that weekend where you guys beat Fort Wayne. You're down by, what, 17 at one point, come back, win that game, and then in 48 hours have to take on the league-leading South Dakota State Jackrabbits and Mike Domm. I want to ask you just the time in between. I know you're not one to make excuses, but that seems kind of difficult with that quick turnaround to play a team like of that caliber.
Well, yeah, it was. But, you know, hey, first of all, thanks for having me on. You know, Nick and Joe, it was a quick turnaround, but, you know, it was a successful trip because, you know, some teams had gone through that this year, you know, the Fort Wayne and South Dakota State weekend, and we're the only team to get a split out of it. So you kind of, you know, you get a game that way. Anyway. And it was a quick turnaround. We had some, you know, a couple health things going on, and travel, of course, isn't easy. And, you know, I thought we were good against South Dakota State. Mm-hmm. I don't think we were at our best. But it took a lot out of us, so we needed a little bit of time off. We got 8 days before North Dakota, and I thought we got our feet back under us. I thought we met a couple times, and we looked at our goals and going into the second half, make sure we know what we want to accomplish here the second half through the league. But it was a tough weekend for us. We're happy with that split, but you know, the next one now is South Dakota, so that's where we're heading, and that's tonight.
Well, and Darren, you know, when you look back at that game against North Dakota, you know, just looking at you guys from the outside, you had to be happy. Just a really complete game, very balanced scoring effort there. I mean, would you go out on a limb and say maybe one of your more complete games of the season this past weekend?
Well, you know, I think so. When you look at everything in whole, you know, you can look at about a 4 minute span. We weren't very good. You know, we had a 20-point lead that cut it to four in just under 4 minutes. I thought we had some bad offensive possessions that led to some runouts. And give North Dakota credit, they got to the rim and they made threes in that span, and they made a lot of them, and they made it tough on us. But I liked the way our guys regrouped. I liked the way they refocused. We haven't flinched much this year as a team. You know, sometimes I flinch and sometimes I get frustrated, but my team shows a lot of resilience. They show a high character. What I think they've done is they can see teams come at them, and we've been able to respond and been able to answer. And we did that, you know, against North Dakota. So really happy with the overall game, especially with 8 days off. And now, just like I said, looking towards tonight.
Darren, it's got to be one of the first times I've seen you guys score as many points as you did in that first half, 49 points in the first half, and you only had 1 3-pointer in the game. And it seemed like there was a matchup that you guys really liked in the paint between Matt Pyle and also with Mitch Hahn, knowing that all Mitch's points came inside the arc. So what were you seeing in just that particular matchup in the paint against North Dakota?
Well, you know, one thing up there, they have a player by the name of Connor Avance, and he's 6'7", maybe 6'8", and he gave us fits up there. He had 24 against us, and he and Matt Pyle really went back and forth up there. He's injured right now, hasn't played the last two or three games. I think they expect him back in the next week or two. But he's a really good player, and they did not have him, so we wanted to attack the inside as much as we could. And I know with Pyle for sure, Mitch happened to get some in there, but just happy with the way that went. Happy with the way we scored things in the paint, and hopefully that's something we can continue to do.
Talking to Darren Hanson, UNO head men's basketball coach. Coach, we spend, you know, a lot of time talking about some of the other D1 programs in the state and some of the rebounding issues that they have had over the course of the season. I saw this stat after the North Dakota game. You guys have now won the rebounding battle in 6 of your last 7 games. What's been the secret sauce for you, getting everything cleaned up on the glass?
You know what's funny is it's an old adage in coaching, and it's so true. Sometimes it's not what you teach, but it's what you emphasize. And we haven't done anything different with technique or with scheme or with anything, but we've emphasized it more, not only with our bigs, but we've emphasized with rebounding as a group. You know, sometimes we just think Matt Powell's going to do all the work for us, and our guards are going to, we just stand around and watch, or we try to bust out and go and try to get something easy to the other side. We're just trying to stay at home, rebound with 5, and then we can still do our offensive things at the other end of the floor. Maybe not quite as fast, but we got to get the ball first before we can. Because if the ball goes through the net, well, now we have to go play against set defense. So it's not scheme. It's 80% want to, and our guys are doing a better job as a group rebounding the basketball. And it's like, that's like you said, out-rebounding people, not 6 of the last 7.
Talking Omaha basketball, they take on South Dakota tonight on the road. They'll be out in Vermilion. We're talking to head coach Darren Hanson here on AM 590. And coach, when you, I want to go back to that North Dakota game. You brought up that point where North Dakota really came firing back. A 20-point lead just like that turns into just a 4-point lead. They're hitting every 3-pointer. When you see the way the guys respond after that with that adversity, I mean, you've seen them come from behind and beat a team like North Dakota, but be able to kind of hold a team off and then really kind of pile it on and finish. Is that sort of the emphasis now when you look at this second half of the season, is being able to finish those types of games off? And what do you learn about your team in that moment?
Well, number one, you know, not all teams can do, you know, what we did. Number one, we don't want to give it away, for sure. You know, I told our guys, hey, I'd rather we won the game by 25 instead of have to win it by 20 almost twice. So we want to make sure that we can hang on to that lead and have better possession. So, but what we learned from it was you can still come back, you can still respond, still have some resiliency, because young and immature teams don't come back from that well. And, you know, we've learned that with some young and inexperienced teams around here. They can't take it as well. Mm-hmm. And we didn't last year. We're one of those teams. This year we can handle those runs. We can manage it better. And not only from a coaching standpoint, but when you have a senior like Zach Jackson and a senior like Mitch Hahn and a junior and juniors like JT Gibson and KJ Robinson, they can take care of things on the floor. And what that does is it allows you as a coach to look out there and you see a Coleman effect, and then they now know to get better possessions to move forward in what hasn't been a very good couple minutes. And we've been able to do that this year because of our resiliency, because of our character, and just because from experience.
Coach, what have you learned about the Summit League now being through the league once and kind of getting the second half of the season? What stands out to you about the rest of the teams in this particular conference?
Well, number one, the balance. You know, you've seen some teams go on the road and win where maybe on the outside looking in, you didn't think teams would. So I just think it's highly competitive. It's highly balanced. It's always competitive, but I just think the balance is there. I think anybody can beat anyone on any floor on any night. So every night, everybody has to be ready. And I know that's a cliche, but I think it's even more so this year because I don't think there's a split in between. You see a common build going right through the league from the bottom all the way to the top, and the bottom ones are pushing the top ones, and they're beating people in the middle. People in the middle have beat people at the top. So there's so much balance right now, and probably even more so than usual.
Well, Darren, you guys get a South Dakota team that obviously is kind of fighting it. They've lost their last two games. You guys had a pretty good battle with them back in Omaha, the game that you obviously won. But, you know, looking at a guy like Stanley Amude and Tristan Simpson, some good players that really did have a good night against you guys. What do you see from South Dakota this time around?
Well, you know, the first thing is you know, Moude and Simpson both played very well against us. You know, but what they have now is they have a little more depth, a little more experience back. You know, Birch mm-hmm. Band is back and Power is back. So those are guys that not only gives them a little more depth, but it also gives South Dakota more flexibility. You know, they played big some without them, but they kind of had to play small a lot. Well, now they can play either way. Whatever they want to do, they can put it in there. And with those guys, they put experience back on the floor. So we're going to see some guys that we saw a year ago and 2 years ago that have had a lot of success, not only as individuals, but a lot of success in a program and on their team. So it gives them a little more depth. It gives them more flexibility. So we're going to see a little bit of everything instead of maybe just being able to play just one way because of some guys that are injured.
Well, speaking of injuries, too, I noticed Zach Thornhill was not in uniform on Sunday. Any kind of update on where he is health-wise?
Yeah, you know, we've done some tests. We've done those things. We're starting to get it back. I know he's not going to play up in South Dakota. We're waiting to see some final things. We're hoping for the best. I don't know where that's going to lead right now.
Darren Hanson, head coach for the Omaha Mavericks. They take on South Dakota tonight out in Vermilion as the Mavericks just one game behind South Dakota State. Then a big homestand next week as UNO will host South Dakota State on Thursday on Valentine's night and then Saturday against Purdue Fort Wayne. Coach, best of luck on the road. Look forward to seeing you back at Baxter.
Nick and Joe, I appreciate you guys having the Mavericks on.
You bet, sir. Appreciate it. All the best, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks.